All right, let's talk about it. My $9,000 mistake. And it's possible for it to become even a greater amount of loss. Over the next few minutes, I want to talk to you about my mistake. Hopefully, this can help you make money in the future. Make sure you stay tuned. My name's Boris. This is The Hobby Bot. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first video of the new year. Awesome, awesome time. 2021 has to be better than 2020 for most of us. So I'm super excited about that. Thank you, community, for being here again. If you are new to the channel and you want to learn more about sports card investing and flipping, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I put out content at least twice a week. So let me help you in this journey. What's up, guys, and welcome back for another episode. I hope you are enjoying the video. Let's dive right in. I want to talk about a $9,000 mistake that I made currently right here at the end of the year. So I know we talk a lot about the victories that we're seeing in the sports card market, about ways that we've earned money. But every time that there is a missed shot, we also missed a missed opportunity. So for me, I've even found that sometimes when I do hit these victories, I actually miss out on even more in the long run. Again, like they say, you miss every single shot that you don't take. So just hopping into it, I wanted to talk to you guys about, again, actually a previous victory for me, which was picking up Trae Young cards in October and seeing some growth opportunity there. So obviously, if you've been following me for any amount of time, you know that I picked up a bunch of Trae here in October. I picked up a few and kind of went with that and saw some significant turnaround here in December. So the big thing about that was I had an opportunity to pick up 10 PSA silver Trae Youngs for $1,600 a piece. Now, so at the time, that sounded like a lot of money to me. And I was like, 10 Trae Young cards. I mean, we're talking $16,000 to jump into this investment. I knew Trae Young cards would go up, but I didn't know how much. So if you know the history of the Trae Young silver card, then you know how crazy it has gone up in value. So since then, $1,600 back in October. So back then, $1,600 for Trae Young silvers. I bought these and turned around and sold some of them right around the $2,600 range over the last couple of months. So actually, I kind of shorted myself on that. But even in that turnaround, $1,600 to $2,600, basically, you're looking at $9,000 to $10,000 I missed out on if I would have bought 10 of these Trae Young silvers. Huge missed opportunity for me. And also the fact of the matter is I was selling a little bit lower here. Again, because I saw some dips of his playing style in the beginning of the year. And as you know, this card is now traveling up into the $4,000 mark. So all this to say that the obvious, scared money doesn't make money. Yes, I would have been putting in $16,000, but I would have got that money back plus $10,000 more. In this market, you cannot be scared to lose a little bit of money. This is the lesson that I hope that you take away from this video as we're going through. Scared money is not going to make any money. You have to be okay with losing money sometimes because that is going to happen here and there. I've done a pretty good job of not losing money, but in that process, I have also done a good job of not making myself the max amount of money that I could be making if I took a little bit more of risk involved with buying into these investments. Now, I'm always going to tell you, make sure you're doing your research. Make sure you're looking into these players. Again, Trae Young is a risk, but looking over the potential that he had, looking over where Lucas cards were in comparison, his cards were way too low, in my opinion. And with the moves that they made during the offseason, I knew that this team was going to have a little bit better of a chance going in, and they have been making a little bit more of a splash. So already we see that the Atlanta Hawks are at 4-1. You know, the biggest thing is that there's a lot of mouths to feed on that team. That's the only issue I have with it. But I do predict that they're going to make it into the East this year and be a playoff contender. That being said, this is not the first time that this has happened. I'm going to show you a couple more instances where I missed out on opportunities. Hey guys, if you are enjoying the video, make sure you smash that like button. Let YouTube know that this is a great video that others should watch. Let's get back into the video. As you might recall, in the past, I went and I said, hey, pick up Damian Lillard cards. It makes no sense where his cards are for how valuable of a player he was. And at the time, his base raw cards were under $300. So let's take a look at the actual chart. So if you were following along from last year, you know, I put out a video right here around May, right around May or June to pick up these Damian Lillard cards. They were under $100. This was the time that I told people to pick them up. And I only picked up two and should have went in even harder, because even if I would have bought these raw for $100 a piece, and let's say I had bought up to 20, because, you know, that's well in the range. It's a $2,000 investment. These cards saw a bounce up before the bubble of up into the $700 range, $600, $700 range. So quite big here, a big run here. Even if I would have made it up to 500, we're talking $400 profit here times 20. A $400 profit times 20 would have been $8,000. Again, I believed in the actual investment, but I didn't want to risk too hard on it and ended up paying the price. Now, the cards have since dipped back down, but that is definitely, you know, that is foreseeable. The new perceived baseline is somewhere around the $200 range. So here was another opportunity where I missed money, left money on the table, and didn't go all in. So again, guys, moral of the story is scared money is not going to make any money. And, you know, if you're doing your research, you should feel comfortable with doing a little bit of investing, but you have to be plugged into basketball as well. I'm not telling you who to invest in. I'm not telling you how much to invest in. And I'm not telling you to go out there and spend all your money on this if you have no money. But if you do have the funds to do this and you are looking to invest, again, you have to risk it for the biscuit sometimes. So that is kind of the moral of the story. And these are just two examples, but several examples out there on the table. But let me know in the comments below what opportunities you missed out on in this past 2020 year. All right, guys, well, that's going to do it for today's video. Definitely have made my fair share of weak moves in this 2020 season. I'm definitely looking forward to learning from those mistakes, taking advantage of the mistakes that I've made, and make adjustments and make more money here in 2021. I'm going to be putting out more content, but until next time, peace.